As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I am delighted to have you with us this hour. We have so much to talk about today. And we've got a smashing lineup of guests that you're really going to enjoy. And I wanted to talk about some things, including Singapore, which has been all in the news this week. A destination that is immaculate, a destination that is beautiful, a destination that they'd have to write me a really big check to get me to go back there. And I'm going to explain why right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, one of today's most celebrated singers, stage actors, and television stars, Audra McDonald. McDonald will perform with the Boston Pops, presenting a program of songs ranging from standards by Sondheim, Rodgers, and Gershwin to the sounds of today's leading music theater composers, Sunday, June 24th at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
I am so happy that you're with me today, especially because I've got great guests lined up for you. And at the same time, there's a couple things, I really want to talk about. And one of them is Singapore. And I'm so happy to have our senior producer, David Isby, on Air Travel Companion and Barefoot Beachcomber with me. Have you ever been to Asia, David?
I have not.
It's a wonderful destination, really wonderful destination. And for the most part, the people are very warm. If you want to know what pampering service is, you go to Asia. Most Americans had no idea what first-class service was, had never experienced first-class service or what later became known as deluxe service until they got to Asia. And then it's like, holy cow, these people are on the button. They are on the money. You've never seen anything like it in the way in which service is provided in restaurants, in hotels, in other places. Interestingly, if you're traveling for business, or even if you're traveling for pleasure and you meet some people and you want to give them your business card, there is a protocol for doing that. It is considered rude to take your business card. Did I say credit card? No, my head thought credit card. I was trying to say business card. If you want to give your business card to someone, you don't take it the way you do in America from your card case or your wallet or your pocket or whatever, and holding it with your thumb and index finger in one corner and passing it out to the person you want to give it to. You take the business card. It's really a ceremony, a little mini ceremony. You take the business card, you hold it with your thumb and index finger in the top left corner and the top right corner of the card, so that the card is facing, the information is readable by the person you're handing it to. You're not giving them the card sideways or upside down. And you hand it to them with two hands, grasping the two top corners as you extend your arms and offer it to them. In Asia, you'd also be doing a mini bow kind of thing, whereas you're giving it to them, you're lowering your head, moving in their direction. The last thing you would ever do are some of the kinds of things we do for efficiency in our very relaxed American style at a conference room table. If you wanted to get your business card to somebody at the other end of the table, you wouldn't put it on the table and give it a sliding motion the way you would do with, what is that game, air hockey? You know, when you go into an arcade and you kind of slap the puck across the...
Air hockey, yeah.
Yeah. Now, David, have you been at meetings where somebody had to get their business card from one end to the other and they just put it on the table and slid it along?
Zip it through, yeah.
No, you would never do that in Asia. You would never do that in Asia. Oh, that would be...
It's insulting, right?
Oh, yeah. Grotesque. Out of the question. Some of the other things you wouldn't do. You wouldn't sit with your legs crossed so that the toe of one shoe would be pointing at somebody else in the room. Very rude. Very rude. So the first thing you want to remember is put both of your feet on the floor and don't take them off. The next thing you don't want to do in Asia is point at somebody. And, you know, we consider pointing at people rude. And, you know, mother taught you that growing up. But sometimes when we're speaking and we're gesturing with our hands, we may find our hands, one or both, in a position like holding a gun, you know, like you're pretending it's a gun. So you take three fingers, pinky and up to middle finger, and you know, you fold them in. Your index finger is out straight, and you're making some gesturing point or whatever. Well, if that finger is pointing at somebody, you did it again. I mean, you're just one great, big, insulting person. Generally speaking, in Asia, any of the Asian countries, a meeting, whether they're total strangers or you're meeting again for the 50th time, begins with a ceremony. And it's not a ceremony like a Japanese tea ceremony that goes on for hours. And it's not a ceremony like, you know, a rite in a church or whatever. But it is ceremonial in style. And that is the exchange of gifts. And if you go to somebody's office, in their little office or big office, at their desk, you still bring a gift. And it should be wrapped and look interesting. And the best kind of gift for an American to bring to somebody in Asia is something that is representative of America, particularly representative of the region that the guest who's visiting lives in, works in, where their company is. So, for instance, if I were going to Asia and I was going to meet with the Minister of Tourism or the CEO of some Asian travel industry, whatever's, I'd probably bring some Vermont syrup. I might bring some things that are made from the wool of local sheep. You know, I might bring a book on Berkshire County, its history and its touristic values. I might bring some particularly American something. I don't know what, but I'd think about it given who I was going to visit. And it's really embarrassing when you show up, because Americans tend to be so focused that they came here for business that they forget about these frills and niceties that we almost see as inefficient, a waste of time and a waste of money. You'll get there and you'll find they've got a gift wrapped waiting for you. So, you know, it's always embarrassing when somebody buys you a Valentine present and you didn't buy them one. You want to show up with your gift. If you go to a conference, as I have done on many occasions in Asia, and I have been in conferences in Malaysia, in Thailand, I can't even think of where all else, in Japan, in China. If it's an event and there may be anywhere from 50 to 250 or more people at this event, the exchange of gifts will be a very big deal. It'll be on the agenda. It's way up at the top of the program. It's almost the first thing that happens. And somebody will get up and welcome you. Somebody else will say something. And now the exchange of gifts. And the gifts from both sides are brought up, you know, like a scene out of some film about the pharaohs or something, you know, where these people will be walking up on the stage where the podium is set up. If there's a panel that discussion or something that's going to take place, wherever all of that is set up in the front, people will come up on one side of the stage and the other side of the stage. They come across the stage and there is the exchange of gifts, and the gifts are opened on the spot to see what it is, who brought who what. And it's part of that creating a relationship. It's the beginning of getting to know one another. And it's kind of a really nice tradition because it sets the tone for people getting to know one another. I didn't hear anything in President Trump's visit to Singapore about exchanging gifts. And I just wondered if we followed that protocol. Because when I have done these conferences in several continents, in Europe, in Asia, in South America, and in North America, with the Department of Commerce, you know, there's the long list of, you know, what you should and should not do in each of these continents and each of these countries. And the exchange of gifts in Asia, that's high up on the list. So I was surprised I didn't hear anything about it, and I have this funny feeling that maybe that didn't happen. But go to the State Department's website and look for the protocol of what to do and not do in whatever country you're going to, because they'll have it all. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Singapore. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't go away.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
You gotta keep your head up. Hi, this is Keith Lockhart, conductor of the Boston Pops. Don't miss opening night at Pops, May 9th, as we kick things off with singer and recording star Andy Grammer.
The Pops season also features tributes to Leonard Bernstein, Disney on Broadway, Rock the Pops, and more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200, or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the Village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The Village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Adria Griss is a medical insurance advocate, a medical billing expert, and the founder and CEO of MedWise Insurance Advocacy. She has helped clients worldwide with their health insurance reimbursements, reduce overcharges on medical bills, and ensure that medical claims are being processed correctly. Over 20 years ago, Adria began her career as a senior claims analyst for a travel insurance company. Today, Adria runs a successful and innovative business advocating for those caught up in a quagmire within the healthcare system. In less than 2 years since MedWise Insurance Advocacy was founded, Adria recovered almost $1 million in medical expenses that insurers have tried to block or healthcare providers erroneously charge. Adria speaks frequently to consumer groups, associations, and insurance professionals and has received multiple awards. She has been featured on CBS News nationwide for her work as a medical insurance advocate. Her website is www.medicalinsuranceadvocacy.com. Adria Griss can be contacted directly at adria@medwisebilling.com or 845-238-2532.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Traveling soon? Got questions? Email Stephanie at stephanie@sabrams.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams and traveling companion David Isby.
It's Travelers 411.
Well, we've heard a lot of news about Singapore this week, this past week. And I just wanted to share some of my thoughts. I heard somebody say it was, I forget how many hours. I think they said 19 hours. It actually took us, because we had to change planes somewhere. I'm going to say we changed planes in Taiwan and flew from New York City to Taiwan, changed planes, flew to Singapore. And with the delay of the time connection, it was 29 hours each way. So we flew 58 hours, and we were on the ground 48 hours. We landed for a two-day conference, and then we turned around and flew home. You don't want to do that to yourself, people. The second day that I was in Singapore, I was sitting in the lobby of the Hyatt Hotel, where a U.S. trade mission in which I was participating, my company was participating. I was there representing my company. I was sitting in the lobby in a break between the morning and afternoon session, the second day of this U.S. trade mission with the Department of Commerce and the International Franchise Association. And I was talking to two people. One was the CEO of my company, and the other was some stranger who came over who wanted to know more about our company. And in the first few minutes of sitting there, you know when you take a camera and you turn the lens to focus? If you go in one direction, it gets crisper and clearer. And if you go in the other direction and you turn the lens far enough, you wind up with a double vision. So if there's one person in front of you, you're going to see two distinct, separate images of the same person. Well, I was sitting looking at two people, and all of a sudden, I was sitting looking at four people. And I wish there had been a neurologist around to ask if, you know, my brain just melted down or I was about to have a stroke or what. But it was fairly frightening. And it was the result of coming through 29 hours of travel and a gajillion time zones. I'm pretty sure Singapore is 12 time zones from New Jersey, where we were based at the time. And that was pretty horrifying. And I looked at my CEO and I said, my body is shutting down. Don't leave me in the lobby all night. I folded my arms across my chest, closed my eyes, and took a nap. And he woke me up 2 hours later when the meeting started again. It was ghastly. But Singapore, as an American used to living in America, is a tough place to embrace because it is a dictatorship and you feel it everywhere you turn. Our breakfast was included in the cost of our rooms. We weren't at the Hyatt. That's where the meeting was. We were at a Sheraton. A Sheraton whose breakfast room and dining area has more than one dining area, but the place that you generally would go in to grab a bite or have breakfast has a glass wall, a pond, a waterfalls, a bunch of rocks. It's in the middle of a city, by the way. You think you're out in the country, and swans. And I actually saw some film. I don't know if it was a James Bond film or what, but there was a shot in that restaurant in the film. One day I'll go look up what it was. And we finished breakfast. We were served breakfast. And I didn't know whether we should be leaving a tip or not because I knew it included breakfast. I didn't know if it included the gratuity. So I went up to the register and I said to the very young lady who couldn't have been more than 20, I asked her at the cash register there at the maitre d's desk and whatever. I told her, you know, our accommodations include breakfast. Should we be leaving a tip? And her answer from this very young woman was, while it is not illegal, the government frowns on tipping. And all I could hear was resonating in my brain was, the government frowns? The government frowns? It was like, get me out of here. Go online and look up fines in Singapore. You will get fined for selling chewing gum, spitting, jaywalking. The list goes on, and there's a T-shirt that says at the airport, Singapore is a fine city, and under the word fine, it's underlined in italics. Because you don't even realize you're breaking the law when you're breaking it. Stay with me. We're going off to find out about the ice bar in Greece. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, incredible history and architecture, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit destination. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travelers 411.
I promised you we would be talking with some people on the other ends of the earth today, and we are. Because I have on the line with me Claire Cousins, and she and her husband, Michael, who has a Greek name that I have to learn to pronounce, have a marvelous place that you have to visit. It's on the island of Rhodes, and if you're going on a cruise, there's a very good chance you will stop on the island of Rhodes. And there are many people that take an excursion to the town of Lindos, where the Lindos Acropolis is. And right across the street, I mean directly across this little two-lane road, one lane in each direction, you will see where they park the buses, the tour buses, so that people can then walk down the little path and ultimately end up at the Acropolis of Lindos in Rhodes, in Greece. Right across the street is the Lindos Ice Bar, and we wandered in there to sit down, have a little rest in the cafe restaurant. I had a smoothie that was gorgeous, and you can see it online at my blog, sabrams.com/blog, and at my Facebook, stephanie.abrams.94. So we sat down to have this little refreshment, and in the process of that, I asked the waiter, why is this place called the Lindos Ice Bar? Which led to an introduction to Claire Cousins, who with her husband owns this place. Now, you're from, was it Manchester, England, Claire?
No, I'm from near Bristol, Bath. That's West Country, Wiltshire.
Oh, okay. And I know Bath well. If you see the film Vanity Fair with Reese Witherspoon, she rides into the, what is supposed to be on the screen. They tell you it's old London. And the street is quite a muddy mess, and, you know, she rides into town, and you see the horse and buggies going back and forth and whatever in the 1800s. And I looked at the street and said to my husband, that's not London, that's Bath. And he gave me the look, you know, that always means you think you know everywhere. And we waited till the end of the film and the credits, and sure enough, it was filmed in Bath. So if you want to see Bath, see the film Vanity Fair, and it's worth seeing anyway. So you wound up living in Greece how?
Well, I met my husband, and we got married, and the rest is history, as they say.
Okay, so and he is a Greek fellow. I'm sure he looks like Adonis. I didn't get to meet him. But Greek men tend to be quite handsome and quite charming. And what is his Greek name?
His surname is Diakoulos.
No, his first name, because when you gave...
Mihaly.
What is it?
Mihaly. Michael in English or Mihaly in Greek?
Mihaly. All right. Well, I'm glad I have you to talk with, and I was so lucky that you were at the Lindos Ice Bar on the island of Rhodes. People, if you're going to take a Greek cruise or you're going to fly into Athens or any of the Greek islands and then go by ferry from one island to another, get yourself to Lindos. Go and see this historic Acropolis in Lindos and the little town there. But you must stop at the Lindos Ice Bar. Explain my experience. I asked you what was the ice bar, and you said, follow me. And so why don't you explain what I got to see?
So you walk into what is our cafeteria area, and you go into the back where you walk into a reception, which is 0 degrees.
And we it's 0 degrees Celsius, which would be 32 Celsius, degrees Fahrenheit. So it's right at freezing.
Yeah. So once we take you into the reception, we give you thermo capes, which will keep you warm and the ice cold. And we give you gloves. And then we take you into the ice bar, which is -6 degrees Celsius and 65 square meters. And everything inside, the walls, the sculptures, the seats, and the glasses you drink out of are made of ice.
Yeah, I actually have a wonderful photo of me with my little black glove holding something that looks like it's cone-shaped.
It's a cone-shaped.
Yes, it's made of ice. And into that, your drink is poured. So, but I don't think you have to worry about your drink staying cold in there. In any event, it's really it's quite a remarkable experience. And the ponchos, which come in various sizes. So there was one that fit my my husband, who shops only in big and tall men's stores. He is both big and tall. And you had a poncho that fit him, a nice warm thing that you throw over your head and kind of snuggies you so the cold doesn't affect you. But I have to tell you, for people that are going to Greece, especially in July and August, when I received my first Goddess Artemis Award in Athens and then was inducted into the Euro-American Women's Hall of Fame on the island of Delos or Delos, which is like a 20-30 minute boat ride from Mykonos. It was hot, honey. I mean, it was like Mexico in August, where, you know, the last time I was in Mexico in the summer, I was changing outfits four times a day because you would just perspire through anything you were wearing if you weren't in an air conditioned place. So I have to imagine that your ice bar is very, very popular, especially in those hot summer months.
Well, yeah, it's 31 degrees Celsius at the moment outside, so you're going from, you know, 31 down to -6.
So. All right, so 31 is about 92 degrees, more or less, about 90 degrees, 91, 92 degrees Celsius, Fahrenheit. The way you do that, people, double the Celsius, you know, without having to do the multiply by 4/5 or multiply by 5/4 and add or subtract 32 or whatever. You know, you want to do the mathematics, do the mathematics. But the easy trick is take Celsius and double it and add 30, not 32, 30. So if it's 31 out, that's 62, and 30 is 92. But the higher you get, there's a little change in the numbers there. So it's going to be somewhere between 90 and 92 degrees Fahrenheit. And in that kind of temperature, you're real happy to be in a real cold place. But it's more than just walking. I mean, if you wanted to do that, you could go down the supermarket and just open the doors where they have the ice cream and stick your head in. You know, so this is a whole experience of being in a bar.
No, and there's a bar completely made of ice, and all the sculptures are handmade. So when you come into the cafeteria area, we have the TV screens showing how the actual bar is made from start to finish. It takes me about 6 months from design to completion to make the bar.
Wow. Yeah, and the first time you did it, you had a little disaster after that, didn't you?
Well, the first time we did it, we built the bar in the middle of August. So that's like 40 degrees Celsius.
So that would be, oh my gosh, that's over 100 degrees. Fahrenheit. Wow. Yeah. So, and you had a meltdown? The ice blocks? Where do the ice?
We did it early in the morning, so it was a bit cooler. But yeah.
So where do you get the ice from?
So my first ice bar, because we change the ice inside the ice bar every 3 years, and this is our third ice bar. So the first ice bar we shipped over from Canada, and the ice bar we have now has come over from Poland.
Wow. Does it come in those big igloo type blocks and they get put together inside this big room that way? Or does it come in a big chunk that's got to be carved up where you are?
So it comes in blocks to build the walls, and then the sculptures come in a big block, and then they handcraft the sculptures on site.
Wow. Wow. So explain what kind of sculptures and decoration there is inside.
So at the moment, we have a mythology theme. And so as you enter into the ice bar on the right-hand side, we have a sculpture of Athena, which is the goddess of Athens. And then we have, in the wall, we have traditional sculptures of, which are all in gold. I think you took some photos so they can see.
Yes.
And then we have Zeus, which is hand-carved as well. And then we have a ship in there. And then...
Well, and the ship is the bar. The bar is in the shape of a ship.
Well, the bar is in the shape of a ship. And then we also have seating, which is in the shape of a ship. And we have a church as well built, the front of a church. And then as you walk into the archway of the church, you can see St. Paul's Bay. If you come to Lindos or you look up St. Paul's Bay of Lindos, you'll see that it's very famous to the area. So that's all put into the ice with color, colored sand. So it's like a picture inside the ice.
Watch my blog, people. Stephanie, my blog is S for Stephanie, SABRAMS.com/blog will take you right there and you'll see photos and there's more. Taken the day we were there in May at Facebook, Stephanie.Abrams.94.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's medieval mile, Waterford's Viking quarter, and Longcrew Passage tombs in County Meath. Ireland's ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Adria Griss is a medical insurance advocate, a medical billing expert, and the founder and CEO of MedWise Insurance Advocacy. She has helped clients worldwide with their health insurance reimbursements, reduce overcharges on medical bills, and ensure that medical claims are being processed correctly. Over 20 years ago, Adria began her career as a senior claims analyst for a travel insurance company. Today, Adria runs a successful and innovative business advocating for those caught up in a quagmire within the healthcare system. In less than 2 years since MedWise Insurance Advocacy was founded, Adria recovered almost $1 million in medical expenses that insurers have tried to block or healthcare providers erroneously charge. Adria speaks frequently to consumer groups, associations, and insurance professionals and has received multiple awards. She has been featured on CBS News nationwide for her work as a medical insurance advocate. Her website is www.medicalinsuranceadvocacy.com. Adria Griss can be contacted directly at adria@medwisebilling.com or 845-238-2532.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Log on to Stephanie's award-winning website at sabrams.com. That's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel, Rumors, from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
I'm an adventure dog. I'm an adventure dog.
It's Travelers 411.
Well, we're now at the time of year where the weather in most of America is cool or warm or warmer. And remember that if you have a pet and you travel with your pet, it doesn't take much for them to overheat. Their body temperatures of dogs are higher than the body temperatures of people by a couple of degrees. So they're already warmer than you, and they're covered in fur. So you may think it's cool enough in your car because you parked under a tree, but it may not be. And so this is the time of year you do not want to be leaving your car with your child inside or your pet inside. And there are some things that you really should be thinking about when you're out traveling with your pet. And I wanted to give you a couple of tidbits to think about in your travels. First of all, most pet owners, you know, love their pets enough to have taken photos of them. Make sure you have a current photo on some mobile device. So just in case your pet wanders off away from you, gets away from you, the leash breaks, who knows what, you've got a photo that you can take into a print shop and get printed off and hang on every telephone pole and get out into social media so that you and your pet can reconnect fairly quickly. Make sure the first thing you do before you leave home is go to your vet and make sure all of your inoculations, rabies shots, and anything else. And if you put your pet in a kennel and don't take your pet traveling with you, there may be either rules at the kennel or rules in your state that your parvo vaccine has to be up to date, and distemper and other shots that keep your pet healthy and make sure that your pet doesn't make any other pet sick. Make sure that's all up to date. If you're going traveling, after you've seen the vet, get copies of everything, especially if you're thinking about driving into Canada. And I don't say driving into Mexico, because the last thing you should be doing is driving into Mexico. Most insurance companies will not insure your car if you drive it out of the U.S. into Mexico. So if you're thinking about taking a road trip, firstly, with your pet, make sure you have all the documentation about inoculations and everything else to present to the Border Patrol people as you leave the country. But if you're going into Mexico, make sure you also check with your insurance company and Canada, for that matter, to make sure that your car insurance for everything related to liability and collision and anything else that you insure your car for. And you have a tough time having insurance for theft of a car in Mexico, by the way, because that's a rampant story. So check with your insurance company and make sure you have everything you need so you don't come up, you know, a day late and a dollar short. The next thing you want to do is get your dog to the beauty shop. Go to a groomer, unless you are one of those blessed people with skills to be able to bathe and clip and make your dog look adorable and handsome, so that when you're traveling, you're always putting your best paw forward. Put a box in your trunk and put all the cleaning solutions that you would need to clean up if your dog experienced motion sickness or some kind of accident within the car, so that you can scrub everything clean and sanitize it, make it all smell good, and travel with enough paper towels or stop along the way and pick them up. younger dogs often outgrow the motion sickness that they have in the first 6 months of their existence. Talk with your vet about the potential of low dosages of Dramamine or what else the vet suggests related to motion sickness, because there's nothing more horrible than you drive two blocks and you have to stop and clean up the mess and drive another two blocks and you're back at it again. But start by taking your dog, if you've got a puppy, on short trips in the neighborhood, a couple of blocks, a half a mile, get them used to the car, but don't leave them in the car by themselves ever. My goodness, we're out of time. Come back next week, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams. Gotta fly now.
Chippewa spirit like Grand Lake, Double Lake, Cradle Lake, the beach. Like I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.